We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 The Ticket, Jamie and Stoney on a Friday morning. And we are joined by the one, the only, Jalen Rose. There's so many different ways to introduce this guy, but I think everybody in Detroit just knows him as Jalen. Jalen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me on.
Jalen, I got to ask you, are there 25 hours in your day? Because I swear to God, I have no idea. Like the other day, you're on Get Up with Mike Greenberg, and then I was at a restaurant, and I looked up at the TV, and there you are doing your podcast with Jacoby on ESPN or ESPN2. You're flying out to LA like every other week for NBA. And of course, you're also running the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy right here in the city of Detroit.
I try to talk to young people about this all of the time. If you want to master the next day, you got to go to bed at night. So my mornings just start really early, 4:30 like today. I'm really fortunate, as you mentioned, the terrific opportunities I get presented at ESPN to do Get Up every Monday through Friday along with Jalen and Jacoby. Now on ESPN2 every day at 2 p.m. and NBA Countdown during the NBA season. So I'm really excited about the opportunities given. But nothing means more to me than the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy and influencing those young people. And I want to thank Sony again for agreeing to be a celebrity golfer and participating again. It means a lot to me.
You've never seen me golf. I don't know if you can call me a golfer.
Oh, you're a golfer. Stop it.
As long as you're a celebrity.
I don't know about that. That's the iffy part.
That exactly is the iffy part. But it's a great event, and you've done so much for the community. The fact that you now have a basketball team there, all the kids so many kids are graduating, going to college. How much pride does that give you?
I have an amazing sense of pride for what's being accomplished, and for anybody that's ever built something from the ground up. A business, whatever franchise, whatever entity that you're in. It's just refreshing for somebody in 2009, 2010 that was talking about opening a tuition-free public charter high school on the northwest side, the 48235, the neighborhood I grew up in. And so many people, I'm pretty sure, were looking at this 6'8 guy that works at ESPN thinking, he's going to open a school? And so to be in the position where it's a unique dynamic because we not only influence high school students, we have approximately 400, we also influence and give them support as they graduate. This makes us different than the majority of schools in the United States, where we have around 300 students that we serve. So for us to serve 700 students the way we are, whether they're in high school, college or university, military, community college, trade school, it's really been a great undertaking, and I have to thank so many people from the parents, the students, the staff, the board members, my co-founder, Michael Carter. It's definitely been a labor of love, and I'm really grateful for what we've accomplished so far.
If you want to learn more about Jalen Rose's Leadership Academy, JRLADetroit.com. And congratulations to you too, Jalen, because I got to say, I mean, Stoney and I have Get Up on our studio every morning, so we have the show on, and as many times as you're in Bristol, or I guess New York City, where you do the show now, you're also sometimes in L.A., you're sometimes obviously, but a lot of times you're at the JRLA. I mean, you see the background. I mean, you do the show in Detroit all the time, so it's not like you put your name on the school and hightailed it out of town. You've really stayed involved.
It doesn't work like that. If you look back at the pictures when I did my ribbon cutting ceremony, no sponsors were behind me. Okay? So for anything to really work as well as you want it to work, I remember talking to the founding team and telling them, there's so many notable people you can name the school after. What about Martin Luther King? There's so many. We could go on and on and on. But they felt like if the school was named after me, that I would own it. So I just try to do what I can to influence in a positive way. The young people are working really hard. Our scholars continue to grow each day, and they're going to be the leaders of tomorrow, and we're really proud of them.
And we know you spoke out about the Michigan job search. Your teammate, your good buddy, Juwan Howard, will take over. Realistically, how long will it take for Juwan Howard to, I won't say bring it back, because Beilein had a pretty damn good two championship games. They didn't win it. But do you think it's going to take a long time or a few years before Juwan is considered to be a great coach with a great program?
And I'm glad you brought up John Beilein, because I definitely want to give him a shout-out for making Michigan basketball relevant again. As somebody that obviously is a Detroit native, grew up amazing Blue fan, got a chance to play there, be a member of the Fab Five and all of that good stuff, now be a donor to the school. I have the scholarship endowment that's graduated a couple of students. I've always been invested in what would happen. And so I appreciate John Beilein for everything he did for the program, as you mentioned. It's just a little bit different when you have a former player doing it, because you have somebody from the foxhole that's actually standing on the sideline. It's almost like, okay, now the turbulence in some ways and a tolerance that it seemed that the University of Michigan had for its Fab 5 days, it immediately puts a period at the end of that sentence. Because Juwan was more than capable and ready for the opportunity, coaching multiple years in Miami, playing as long as he did in the NBA, got the blessing of John Beilein, of Steve Fisher, of Eric Spoelstra, of Pat Riley. I think it's his turn. I think he's going to do an amazing job. He's going to work really hard, and I can't wait to support him in any way I can.
We're talking to Jalen Rose, ABC ESPN. You did say when he got the job that this would bring the Fab Five back together. So it, has that happened, and have you mended fences with Chris Webber?
It physically has not happened, but I still anticipate that it would, that it will happen. Juwan's the leader of the program now, and it's up to us to do whatever we can to support him, to support the students, to support the program. And so I do anticipate that taking place, even though it hasn't as of today.
Do you think your situation with Chris, I think a lot of people, you probably share this, the biggest problem a lot of fans have with Chris is that he's never taken accountability for anything, from the timeout to the to trouble. Just, you know, say, oh, this is what happened, I'm sorry, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's always, well, when my book comes out or when my documentary comes out, hell, you did a 30 for 30. He wasn't even in it. We're still waiting for his stuff.
Yes, it was really a bizarre period, I would say, for certain fractures that took place within the Fab Five. And then with the University of Michigan as well. I left school in 1994. Those allegations really didn't surface with the punishment till the early 2000s. So, yes, they had to take down the banners of us making it to the national championship games. But as I look through the landscape of collegiate basketball, there are some players that are just as accomplished, if not more, that deserve to have their numbers hanging and their names hanging in the rafters and to be honored by the colleges that they went to. And then there are some that I see that I'm actually surprised that they were honored in the way that they've been by their college. And so that hadn't happened regardless. And so now, to me, as it's come full circle, it's a validation that the appreciation that we were looking for, that I personally was looking for the University of Michigan, happened with them hiring my Fab Five brother and Juwan Howard. So for the banners being back up, of course, that would be honorable for all of the blood, sweat, and tears that so many people have put into it. But I would really want that for Steve Fisher, who I could still probably walk on the campus and not even see a picture of him, let alone what he's accomplished, and for Jimmy King and Ray Jackson, who didn't get a chance to play a long time in the NBA. As long as I get to see Juwan Howard as the head coach of the program, I'm so very fortunate that that takes place. That's a validation for me.
Jalen Rose with us. Real quick Pistons question, Jalen. It was a crazy offseason in the NBA. The Pistons made a couple minor moves, but they just still seem like they're kind of locked into a mediocre seed, mediocre in the Eastern Conference. As you know, there's not a lot of buzz about this team here in Detroit. What's your take on where they are right now?
For the Pistons, so you know in the Eastern Conference, the moves that are being made around Milwaukee, They brought back Middleton. The Greek Freak is going to continue to improve as the league's MVP. Boston added Kemba Walker. You know, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are going to continue to grow and flourish. Philadelphia re-signed Tobias Harris and Ben Simmons to go with Joel Embiid. Indiana's going to add Brogdon to go with Victor Oladipo as he returns from injury, and I think he's going to be back playing at an all-NBA level. But after that, the Eastern Conference is going to be a crapshoot, and the Detroit Pistons will be in the mix. If Blake Griffin continues to play like a third-team all-NBAer, hopefully Andre Drummond can get back to an all-star level as a big, and their wild card has and will continue to be Reggie Jackson, and not necessarily because of his salary, but in a salary cap-driven sport, when he's making the number that he's making and he's playing the point guard spot and he's going against some of the cream of the crop on a nightly basis, you definitely need that position to be really productive. So that's what I'm looking to see, if he's going to be able to really be a consistent performer for the team.
JRLADetroit.com if you're interested in more about the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy. The Golf Classic takes place on Monday. Jalen Rose, the pride of Detroit. It's always great talking to you. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. I appreciate the love.
All right, there he is. Jalen Rose here, 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.